Let me ask you a question. Do you run from God when you sin, or run to Him as your hiding place, trusting that confession leads to forgiveness and the joy of new life? Let's dive in. Today is going to be the best day of your life. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, I hope you are enjoying these daily devotions. We're changing the heart so we can change that public square. And we know if we change, we'll tell people about Jesus who changes us, the Word of God that changes us, and we will see a dramatic change in the culture. So we are in a series called Abraham, and this subtitle today is David also. If you haven't read the Abraham Accord accounts, go to Genesis chapter 11 and read verses 26 and all the way to chapter 25 of Genesis. It'll lay it out for you. So here he says, just as David also speaks of the blessing on the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. It's interesting because Paul is a Jew. He is of the tribe of Benjamin, I believe, and he is very, very familiar with the Jewish law. And he's making an argument through the life of Abraham and now David that righteousness comes not by fulfilling the law or self-righteousness or walking in our own ways, but really by the work of the Spirit and faith in our life. So it's faith that has been given to us, and we have grace and mercy, and that then the Holy Spirit acts upon that faith. And so as you think about this, here we have Abraham and David, and we know that when we look at the Old Testament, that Noah was considered righteous, Job was considered righteous. There were a number of people, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah, you know, there's just a number of them that were considered righteous in the sight of God. And we see this before the gospel payment of the cross has taken place. And so to think through what these heroes of the faith have been teaching us. So he quotes some Old Testament scripture, which we're going to go look at in just a moment, but blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven. Are you in the public square today, and do you know that your lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sin have been covered? Your sins have been covered, period, period, period. And that is so incredibly important that we understand this, because we will be interacting with people. And if we somehow have come to a place where we think it's by our works, our self-righteousness, our own ability, or whatever it might be, we will misrepresent these lawless deeds and that our sins are being covered. Then he says, blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account. Aren't you excited today that the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed you from all sin and all unrighteousness, and he's caused you to walk in newness of life today? He's caused you to be able to be brand new, a brand new being in Jesus. And it says this, blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take account. So let's go back to the Old Testament and see where this comes from. And it's Psalm 32. How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Wow. Paul is using Psalm 32 to teach people about Jesus, about how righteousness comes. And this is where sometimes I get a little bit, I don't know what the word is, perturbed, maybe, that, you know, we say Old Testament, New Testament, and there's a lot of distance between them. And I'm not sure. I mean, here he is using the Old Testament to write to the Romans and say, hey, check this out. This is in your scriptures. Psalm 32:1. How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Did you notice that? That you are so blessed when as you come before the Lord by faith, through grace, in Jesus Christ, the risen Savior, and we lay our sin at his feet, and God just joyfully allows his spirit to move upon us. When I kept silent about my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. Don't be silent about your sin. Tell Jesus about it. Talk to him about it. And then here's something that I've truly learned. Once you've asked him to forgive you, he's forgiven you. Move on. The enemy is going to attack your thoughts, your desires, your emotions. He is going to attack every part of you. And you've got to just get to that place where you just move on. Move on. Move forward. For day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was drained away as with the fever heat of summer. So when we're silent about our sin, God's hand comes upon us and drains us so that we will repent and we'll turn to him. Don't miss that pushing of the Holy Spirit to repentance. God wants to restore you and make you brand new, but we cannot walk in willful or ignorant disobedience to God. I acknowledge my sin to you and my iniquity, and I did not hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Oh. The freedom that comes from confessing our sin to God and to those that we've sinned against. Holy guacamole, isn't that just something that is so good? Isn't that something that's so delightful just to say, God, you're right, I'm wrong. I overspoke, I exaggerated, I lied, I deceived, I did something sexually impure, whatever it is, talk to God about it, tell him about it. He loves you so very much. If you can walk away with nothing else than this, God loves you enough to forgive you. He loved you enough to send his son, Jesus Christ, to die on that cross for your sins and for mine. And he cares about us each and every single day. So don't get stuck on your sin. You're not a big deal. Your sin's not a big deal. God is the big deal. He's so much bigger than your sin, and he forgives you. He forgives you, and he delights in forgiving you. His punitive behavior, his convicting of the Holy Spirit, is for a moment to bring you to that place of true freedom in him. Therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you in a time when you may be found. You get that? This right here is a moment of God's grace. It's a time that God can be found. So call out to the living God and say, God, I love you. I want to give my life to you. I want to be with you each and every step of the way. It says, therefore, let everyone who is godly pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they will not reach him. You are my hiding place. You preserve me from my troubles. You surround me with songs of deliverance. God is your deliverer. He goes before you. He is your hiding place today. You say, Pastor Brian, you don't know where I work. You don't understand the tension I am in. I want you to hear this so, so clearly today. My heart is going out to you. I get it. This fallen world is not fun. And the areas that we have either sinned against others or they have sinned against us is not fun. But God preserves us in the time of trouble, and he surrounds us. And he looks at those areas and says, through the blood of my son, Jesus Christ, you are delivered. You are delivered from the inside out. Sin has no control or reign in your life today. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. God will teach you. He's your helper and your teacher today. Do not be as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose trappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check. Otherwise, they will not come near to you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving kindness shall surround him. Oh, believer, oh, child of God, you trust in the mighty God. You don't need a bridle or a bit in your mouth to direct your life. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. Out of choice and out of love, you can surrender to Almighty God and know that His loving kindness surrounds you like never before. So what's the outcome? When the Holy Spirit convicts us, we repent. And the outcome is we become glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous ones, and shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart. The outcome is joy. My fear is that some of us have lost the joy of our salvation. And I would encourage you, repent, turn to the living God, be restored and refreshed by His Spirit. He has credited to you righteousness, not based upon merit, not based upon self-righteousness, not based upon 100% you doing the work, none of that. He's based it upon faith in Jesus Christ. And when Jesus steps in, the Heavenly Father begins to win. When Jesus steps in, freedom and deliverance comes. When Jesus steps in, today becomes a new day. Joy becomes the song that we sing. Gladness and just the light of God's word in our hearts starts to transform us from the inside out. Today is that day that you, yes, you, O believer, walk in newness of life. So, what's our application? What is credited to your account? Are your sins covered? If you have Jesus, they're covered. If you don't have Jesus, the Bible says, confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. That's what it says. It's not a magical prayer. It's not the right words. It's confessing Jesus is Lord and believing that God raised from the dead. And then we have a heart of repentance to say, God, oh God, you are my strength and my shield. Go before me today. Do you mind if I pray over you? I want today to be a day of prayer and surrender. I'm going to pray a blessing upon you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much that you are our hiding place. We run to you. Holy Spirit, convict us of any unrighteousness or sin that does not please you, does not honor you, that does not bring life to those around us, that causes strife or stirs up things. God, would you have your way in our hearts? God, go before us in all things. Surround us in all things. I give you my life. I give you my heart. Today is the day of salvation, and I joyfully rejoice in your salvation today, God. You are the joy of my life. I just so delight in you today. Divine appointments come to us. Deliverance come to us. Newness of life come to us today. As we speak the name of Jesus into our families, into our workplaces, into our culture, into those around us, we speak the name of Jesus to those around us, and we tell them about how glorious and how amazing and how awesome He is, like the woman who said, come and see. We come to and see the Messiah today. We love you, God. We love you. We give you this day in Jesus' name. Amen. So go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.